This is the Mer and the Lamb Show.
At 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hi there and welcome in. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you right here on WPRO. I'm an astrologer and also a card reader. What that means is I've done a lot of research into the effect that planets have on your life. From the date of your birth to where they are right now and to where they're going to be in the future. So what I do here is work with you to give you some information about how to handle any kind of question you might have in your life, whether it has to do with something at home or on the job. And here's what you do to get involved. You pick up your phone and you give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. When you call in, you'll be speaking with Ken. He will ask your first name. You can make that up. That's okay with me. He'll ask your birthday. Now, on that, I need the truth, because it's when I know your birthday that I immediately have a general idea where the planets were on the day you were born. Now, I know where they are exactly today, and it's that combination that sets the stage for me to understand whether this is a time full of opportunity or stress, and either way, how you can use it to your best advantage. The next thing that I do with you on the air is I read playing cards. Yeah, they are playing cards, not tarot cards. And I work with them in a very special way that I sort of developed many years ago as a way of coming up with a quick answer to a question. But because of the nature of that layout and the fact that we don't have a lot of time to spend together on the air, I do need you to frame a very specific question when you call in. Now, that's all there is to it, and this is the best time to call because those lines get full. So if you call now, you'll actually get through to me right away. I'm going to be going to the phones in just one more second, but I just wanted to let you know that I will be talking to you. Now, Mercury rules the sign of Gemini, and Gemini represents communications of all sorts. So when Mercury is retrograde, communications get messed up, and when it's in Gemini, unfortunately, it's a bit of a double whammy. I will tell you more about that as we progress, but for now, you could just jot down the dates. Mercury retrograde begins on Monday, the 26th of May, and continues through the 18th of June. Okay, let's go to the phones. I'll be telling you more about that as we go forward. And we're going to start tonight with Maria in Pawtucket. Maria, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you.
I'm calling because I received a telephone call from my daughter this afternoon. She's living in Florida,
mm-hmm.
and she's been to the doctor and so forth and having problems. And she requires abdominal surgery.
All right.
And she was born March 11th, 1952.
Now, does she have a date already for the surgery?
Well, it's somewhere around the 20th, but she hasn't decided yet. And that's why I'm calling you to see how things look to you and what would be the best time.
Okay, so she's going to be having some kind of an abdominal surgery around the 20th of June.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, at least we're out of the Mercury retrograde, which is a good thing. I mean, I would not completely avoid all surgeries during Mercury retrograde, but nevertheless, if it's avoidable, that's good.
Best to avoid it, right.
It's best if you can. If you can't, so be it. Now, as far as abdominal is concerned, we want to stay away from the sun being in the signs of Cancer and probably Virgo or Libra just to be secure. Now, the 20th happens to be a Friday, and I don't know whether they'd be doing the procedure on that day, but if they are, I don't see any problem with it at all. The moon will be in Capricorn. That's past full moon, which means the body will be at rest, and it also is in a part of the body that has nothing to do with the abdomen. It is, in fact, the knee. So the 20th, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Joan in Warwick. Joan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Myrna, for taking my call.
Certainly, and I see you're a Pisces, and what's your question?
My question is, I'm debating whether to retire within the next year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you see anything in my future regarding that.
All right. Of course, there's several places that I want to check in the cards on the subject of retirement. One of them has to do with the finances that you have readily available, which is second house. I also look into the eighth, because the eighth house has to do with the kind of money that you've put aside into an IRA or into any kind of a retirement fund. And, of course, I also look for the card that represents you, which is the Queen of Spades. Now, when it comes to looking at this reading, I don't see any problem with you retiring on the basis of finances. The only problem I see is how you feel about it emotionally.
Hmm.
Is that really the question, Joan?
Well, to a degree. I have mixed emotions about it.
Well, right now,
right
now the cards don't say you have mixed emotions at all. The cards right now say you don't want to do it.
Okay.
I mean, seriously, the third and the ninth houses are two levels of the brain. In the third, you have the five and nine of spades, and in the ninth, you have two other spades falling right beside you. So unless that changes substantially, I wouldn't retire if I were you. You like your job. You've got three diamonds, beautiful cards in all the places that pertain to the work that you do. And I think you like the interactions that you have on the job. I think that's a very important part of it. The communications aspect of it is also very good. So, in other words, you may not be best friends with the people that you work with, but they're very much a part of your social. 800-321-WPRO. Now, if you're new to the program, you know what happens. It's very simple. It's very quick. And we've got two lines available for you. Bob and Warwick, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Meta.
Hi, Bob. I see you're a Taurus, and what's your question for me?
I'm calling concerning my health.
Have you had a problem that goes back several years now?
Yeah, I've had some problems, but...
Okay, I'm just wondering whether there was something that was going on back around 2005 and 6.
Yes.
Does that relate at all to what's going on now?
No.
Good. That was good. Now, let me take a look at what's happening currently. The reason that I asked that question is that for you born under the sign of Taurus, Jupiter, which is a planet that has to do with abundance and opportunity and, frankly, is a lifesaver, is in Capricorn, very well placed for you. And Saturn is in Virgo, which is also, generally speaking, well placed. Now, I don't know about all the planets in your chart. I know where your sun is for sure, and one or two other planets like Pluto and Uranus and even Neptune. I think I know exactly where Saturn is as well. But without doing my research, I don't know where some of the shorter, quicker planets are, like Venus and Mercury. And if they happen to be in Gemini, that could be part of the problem for you at this time. So I've got the cards down. And you do have a couple of spades in places that represent some health concerns. But when I look at the ninth house, which is professional advice, you have three clubs. So that suggests to me that you have a relationship with a doctor who you know you can rely on. I don't think you always really like him. I mean... It's not like a good buddy relationship here. I can't tell you that I think your doctor has the best bedside manner of any doctor I've ever read about. But I do think that he or she has a very stable and straightforward manner that makes you at least feel beautiful. But what I see is more like something that's just distressing. Is your head involved in this? Is the illness or the problem that you're dealing with involving your...
No, it would be cancer.
Well, I thought it had to be cancer.
Yes.
All right. Your eighth cards, which is about cancer and surgery, are about as nice as they can be. So this is a good testimony. But what I'm concerned about is this first house. The first house is how you feel about yourself, your life, your whole persona right now. It's almost as if this illness has just taken you over. And it's kind of like your life flashing in front of your eyes. It's premature. I don't think that's where you are yet, Bob. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Let me know how you're doing. I think you're going to be fine.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. We have a couple of lines available for you, so this is the right time to give call to Ken and say, hi, I'm waiting to talk to Myrna. You're listening to Myrna Lamb on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you with a deck of ordinary playing cards and a background in astrology. Back to the phones, and let's start with Deborah in Cumberland. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Deb. I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces.
I am.
And your question?
I just started a new job, and it's a little bit off to a rocky start.
Uh-oh.
I was wondering if I was going to end up with the positive results I'm hoping for.
Okay. When did you start the job?
A couple months ago.
Okay. You don't happen to remember the exact day?
2/25.
All right. Let me just take a look back at 2/25. Now, you're 3 months into the job, right? March, April, May, and you only get about that much time to make it work.
Yeah, I know.
And was in a good place with regard to the moon. So the aspects weren't bad. However, when I look at where certain planets are, what it seems to me is you've got some personal conflict with one or two key people. And that's
Holy
what the problem
Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the work, but it is this person. Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Okay, she's the Queen of Spades. Well, you're the Queen of Spades, I'm sorry. And you follow your own sixth house with three spades around you. Those are bad cards. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm not optimistic. I know that's really a horrible thing to say in just so many words, but these cards really aren't very nice. And I know where Saturn is in your chart. It's not in the best of possible places. So what are you going to do? You've got to back down completely from whatever the conflict has been. And you've got to try to turn this around and make it seem as though you believe this woman has an enormous amount to teach you and you can learn from her and life can get better. Now, here's the thing that helps to understand. I think what astrology does best is it's not about saying, oh, well, you know, like, she's an Aquarian, that's why I can't get along with her, or she's a Virgo, and therefore we come to blows. It's about saying, I'm a Pisces, what might I be bringing into this situation that isn't working out? And I think you need to really take a good, long, and careful look at yourself, and what is it that you contributed? You started the job, you're only there a couple of months, you like the work. So let's not give up on this yet. It's way too soon. Fair enough?
Yes, that's so fair. And I am actually totally professional at all times. Not a single syllable has left my mouth.
Then what do you think? When you think about this woman, what do you think may be at the core?
I really don't know.
You have no idea.
I have no idea.
All right. Have you approached her directly?
No.
Well, it's very Piscean to not can do to make that better. What do you think would happen?
I don't know.
Well, I would like you to think about that because, you see, it's very un-Pisces to really come right out and make a direct approach like that. But what have you got to lose? It won't make it worse.
My job, I don't know.
Well, if you lose your job, how long can you stay in a job feeling the way you do?
I think if I could turn it around to the point where I could make get past a certain milestone, then I might not even have to work with her directly.
Okay. All right. I would say if things are not significantly different by October, they won't be. July will be a turning point month according to these cards. Now, there seems to be one key person who's very much in your corner and could help, and that's a man.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I can see that.
He is the person you have to really, really approach. He falls with the Nine of Hearts and Ten of Hearts. Those are excellent cards. And a Seven of Diamonds, which is the potential for him to work sort of as a partner with you in some regard. So I think you want to try very hard to relate to her better. But I also think you need to make strong ties to others. And again, July is turning point. If things feel a little better come July, that's a good sign. And in October, if things aren't significantly better, then Deborah, start looking for another job because it isn't going to get better.
Well,
you're welcome, and thank you for the call. Let us talk to Lisa in Johnston. Lisa, welcome to the program.
Hey, Myrna, how are you?
I'm well, Lisa, and I see you're calling about your mother.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
She's having some medical tests done, and I just want to know how things are going to kind of pan out with that.
All right, so she's a Sagittarian. Now, when it comes to medical tests, the zodiac rules the entire human body, and different parts of the body are ruled by different signs. And from my vantage point, what's very important is if you're going in for tests that have to do with, say, the human breast, May 20th,
mm-hmm.
with the sun in the last degree of Taurus, and the moon was in Sagittarius. Now, it was not in Cancer, which is good. And what that means is that the results of the test will be conclusive. They will be clear. And that's what we always hope from a test. We don't want a test to give us a false bill of clean health if we're sick. We just want to make sure that the tests give us the information we need. So I'm getting the cards down to get a little information. She's got the Nine of Hearts, best card in the deck, falling in the sixth house, which is health. She has some negative cards in the eighth house, which is Cancer. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was something there that needs to be dealt with, but it looks like it will be dealt with successfully. So
oh, good.
It is a reassuring picture, although it's not like everything is perfectly rosy.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Michelle on a cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I am well, Michelle. And let's see, you're born under the sign of Leo. What's your question for me?
I have a spot on my leg, and I went to the dermatologist this week on Thursday, and he's going to do a biopsy on June 24th. And I just want to know if it's what it, you know, they're not really sure what it is or what it's going to be. pan out to be.
Well, now that's interesting. June 24th, the sun is in Cancer and the moon is in the sign of Pisces, which rules the feet and the circulation. It's not the legs. The legs are Sagittarius, so that's okay. And let's see what's going on there. So the concern is whether this might be, what, a spot of skin cancer or something of that nature?
Right.
Okay, let me get these cards down, Leo. You are the card that represents Leo for you is the Queen of Hearts. Sixth house cards look okay. Again, cancer and the need for a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks as if that's possible. But
okay.
The Five and the Nine of Hearts, which are my two very best cards, fall side by side in a place that represents news for you. So this is small, it's early, and I don't see a reason to be overly worried. You have beautiful cards in your second, sixth, and tenth, and while this sort of relates in a kind of a loose fashion, it's almost like it's like saying you'll be able to continue doing everything that you've been doing, nothing changes.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Cindy in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hey, Cindy.
Thank you for the call.
Nice, you're a Scorpio, and what's your question for me?
Well, I'm about to embark on a career transition.
Good.
And I was just wondering what that looks like for me, whether I'll be entering into like a long-term situation
mm-hmm.
or another short-term situation, which is what I have been in.
Mm-hmm.
So just wondering what my career front and work front look like.
Generally speaking, this has been a very positive piece of time all the way through the year 2008 so far for
mm-hmm.
the sign of Scorpio. Jupiter in the sign of Capricorn is exerting a positive third house influence, which is good news, and represents positive opportunities for you in terms of interviews. And Saturn moving through the sign of Capricorn is in your 11th house, and when it's in the fourth quarter of the chart, which is the 11th and 10th, 11th, and 12th, it's also in a quiet place that can be beneficial. Career-wise,
okay.
You've got clubs in your second house and in your sixth. Those are very positive in terms of the stability of the income. You also have nice cards in the eighth house, which represents the opportunity to put money aside and build some sort of a retirement fund. The tenth house is the career itself. Now, you will be working for someone in this situation. Of those circumstances will not be a lot of fun, and you'll be quite annoyed. It will pass. Two out of three look very good.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right, very good.
Yeah, good luck with that. Let me know how it goes. All right, yes, our phone numbers are 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Eva in North Smithfield, welcome to the program. Hey, Eva. You are a Sagittarian. What's your question for me?
I attended a cast calling for Inventors at the convention center last Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I got picked as one of the finalists.
Wow.
And I was wondering if this will go further for me.
Now, this is exciting. Tell me again, you went to the convention center, and this was an Inventors?
Yeah, Inventors Convention, yes. A cast calling where they had people who had inventors come over,
yes.
and they judged you.
So you brought in something that you had invented?
Yeah.
And now, if they like it, are they going to produce
it?
Well,
they're going to pick 12 finalists. I am a finalist, but out of the finalists, they're going to pick 12.
Right.
And they're going to be on the PBS TV station Inventors show, and that will be showing sometime next year.
It's very exciting.
I don't know if I'll be one of them.
I think you have a very good chance. You've got the Nine of Hearts in your third house, and you fall in the ninth house, which happens to be television. So I think you've got a chance. You've got nice cards in the eighth house. The eighth house has a lot to do with achieving a goal. So, Eva, it looks super. Good luck.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You're listening to WPRO and 99.7 FM, and this is the Myrna Lamb Show. I'm an astrologer and a card reader, and I have one line available for you, making predictions based on a deck of ordinary playing cards and a background in astrology, and all you have to do to get involved is pick up your phone, give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. WPRO. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Patty in Warwick. And yes, there's two Patties in Warwick, but this is Patty in Warwick, who's born under the sign of Leo. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Patty.
I am born under the sign of Leo. And I have a question concerning some articles that have come into my life that are stirring up memories of, embarrassing memories from the past. And I just wondered if these are, I don't even know if you can tell, if they are the articles or if they're just reminding me of this memory.
Patty, that's a very confusing question. Are you talking about something like letters coming to you or articles from newspapers? What are you talking about when you say articles?
Clothing and clothing.
Clothing.
Yeah.
People have given you some clothing? Or you found some things?
No, I don't want to reveal that much. But
you don't want to reveal that much, but you want me to look and see whether these articles that you're finding are the articles or whether the memories are just coming from someplace else?
Right. If these articles are the same articles that I worked on.
Yes.
Worked on about 30 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Or are they new articles?
Okay.
That are just,
all right.
Reminding me of that memory.
Okay. 30 years ago is an interesting stretch of time because it's pretty much an exact placement of where Saturn would have been in relationship to where it is now. In other words, 30 years ago, Saturn is very light. And there's a woman who seems to be involved in this particular question. And she falls with one wonderful card and two very difficult ones, which make me wonder whether there was yet another person involved who was younger. And that these are part of your memories. And yet when I look at this layout, your third, ninth, and 12th houses, which are the three layers of the mind, do not contain even one threatening card. So there's no jeopardy to you in either looking at these articles, handling these articles, or revisiting the thoughts that they trigger. Because whatever the experience was that you went through 30 years ago, you survived it. Not only that, but now 30 years later, if anything even remotely similar to that were to happen in your life, you would have the skills and the strengths with which to handle it very differently and successfully.
Uh-huh.
So there's no threat to you from anything that you are experiencing, whether these articles are those articles or whether they merely trigger the memory.
Uh-huh.
All right, Patty?
So there's no way for you to tell that for sure.
Not without a great deal more detail and a good deal more research on my part.
Uh-huh.
I think the important thing is here, there's no jeopardy to you. This isn't going to cause you embarrassment. It isn't going to cause you depression. And there's nothing that you need to do with regard to it.
Uh-huh.
I hope that that's reassuring.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to John on a cell phone. John, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Nice talking to you, Myrna.
Thank you, John. I see that you're a Pisces, and what's your question for me?
Well, I'm going to be reading, what the cards say about that move.
Okay. It's a very exciting thing. I mean, there's a lot of archaeology there. There's a lot of old cave art. There's a lot of Indian art. Some very exciting things out there that you could get involved in, whether you wanted to make pots.
Well, I already do have an idea of what I'm working on now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more or less creating jewelry.
Sure. Makes all the sense in the world.
It's like you said, it's one of the centers where there's a lot of art, a lot of jewelry, a lot of archaeology and all that stuff. So
I think you're going to be very happy. And financially, I think you can make it happen. You have enough investments here, whether it's property, house, money. You have the foundation that you need, John.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to work out for you wonderfully. I think you're going to really enjoy the creativity after coming out of your career. And I will remind you, please, that the Myrna Lamb Show can be listened to by satellite, on computers, anywhere you happen to be. Okay, John, good luck.
Thanks so much.
438-WPRO. I don't like people to go away. 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. And there's Kathy, Patty number two in Warwick. Hi, Patty. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you, Myrna. I had a question about, I have finally come to the realization after a lot of thinking about it, I'm going to be retiring in October, the middle of October.
What's this with everybody retiring tonight? You're too young to retire. What are you going to do?
Well, when I say retire, this is it. That I'm in the process of getting a business going.
Okay.
And I want to see if that's something that I can, hopefully be financially successful with.
Okay. So you're born under the sign of Leo, and you've put in enough years in your job, whatever it is, whether that's 25 years or 30 years, go this one alone. You need one or two people to work with you in some fashion or another. They don't necessarily have to be employees or even subcontractors, but I think you need to sort of structure this business in such a way that you're not alone. Was okay. that part of your plan?
No, actually it wasn't.
Well, I think that that will be important for you, because otherwise I am concerned about you feeling very isolated. You have this layout in front of me that identifies you as a very social person,
yes.
with beautiful cards in 3rd, 9th, and 12th, meaning a real need to interact with other people. And while there might be people who come into your store, as it were, if it's a store, and you do have nice cards in that area, I think you need some interaction. So I would like you to consider what is the nature of your business and wonder whether there's some way that it could interact with another person's business. And that, by the way, would, of course, cut your costs a lot, because initially this looks like it would take a real chunk out of your pocket to get going.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Patty. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Julie in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, Julie, and I see you're born under the sign of Taurus.
Yes, I am.
What's your question for me?
It's actually about my brother
uh-huh.
and his health.
All right, and what's his birthday?
His birthday is January 28th.
So he's an Aquarian. Is he older or younger than you?
He's older.
Okay. And how long has he had a health problem?
I'm going to say almost 8 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Did it get any better at all since the fall of last year? In these past 6 months, has he shown any improvement?
Actually, he had a good improvement for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was clear of, he has cancer.
Yeah, it's human health. He falls with the Nine of Hearts. Julie, that's the card of divine protection. It's the best card that I've got.
Oh.
And so, as bad as it is, I guess it's very treatable. I mean, seriously, these cards are reassuring.
Okay.
The
so
Nine of Hearts.
He's keeping anything from us?
Well, there's no reason to assume so. The Nine of Hearts is with him, and his third house cards really. There's all clubs there and a diamond. Those are again positive cards. Even the eighth house, which is about surgery, there's a person in there which could represent the doctor. And then 3 and 7 of Hearts, which are positive cards, and 4 of Diamonds, which is a change for the better. It's never good. The lymph nodes in the neck. That's the second house, and that's where he falls with the Nine of Hearts. So.
Oh.
You know, it's sort of like if I were in his situation and these were my cards, I'd be glad to see them.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Julie, and wish him the best for me. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. You're listening to the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. making predictions for you. Before I go back to the phones, I just want to take a minute to let you know that if you would like a fuller, much more complete reading, I am available for private consultations at my office in Lincoln. And, you know, sometimes you ask me questions I'd love to answer in depth. But the way that I lay the cards out on the radio and the fact that I'm not preparing horoscopes before we speak and the fact that there's just not enough time, I can't really get in depth on some of the questions that you ask. When they're very specific questions, absolutely, I trust the information that comes in front of me. But for more in depth, call my office and we can set up a consultation. Phone number there is 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. Back to the phones here on WPRL.
And things look well, at this point, I'm just wondering if you can see anything.
All right, let's take a look at the cards. The Queen of Hearts is you, and you do have, as a Leo, a kind of an edge, a kind of positive personality that engenders both respect and confidence from other people. That doesn't mean you always get what you want, but it gives you a good start. These cards are less than encouraging, however, I wish it were different. You happen to have a lot of spades falling in the third house, which isn't wonderful. And you fall with a card that's also a negative, the Nine of Spades. So this picture is far less bright than I wish it were. And the question then comes to me, what is it that might need to be done differently? In other words, it starts out looking good, and then something needs to change, and then something needs to change. And the question becomes, does it make sense to do it that way, or do you need to regroup and find a different approach to it altogether? There is a man who shows up as being extremely enthusiastic and wanting really to help you make this happen. but he can't do it alone. He needs other, I don't know if it's backing or he needs other branches of industry to help make this thing a reality, and that may be part of the problem. So the way things stand right now, it's going to have to change. Something's not going to happen quite the way you're perceiving it currently.
Wow, because he has a whole team working with him.
Well, let me know, Kathy.
Okay.
Watch what unfolds here and let me know.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. David, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mona. Thanks for taking the call.
Certainly.
Just a quick question, I guess. The past couple of months, there's been a lot of change going on with the death in the family, and I've started a new job.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I've found about 6 years now.
Okay. And you're born under the sign of Gemini, and
yes.
You've passed the age of 29 to 30, which is the age at which I think Geminis have the best opportunity to make a really solid marriage work. So you're right at the right age, just at that point. Now, what's her birthday?
Early February, February 10th.
Hers is February 10th, which is under the sign of Aquarius. Gemini and Aquarius are compatible signs, although sometimes it helps with Gemini to have a sign that's a little bit more vital, a little bit more dynamic like Aries or Leo.
Right.
She falls in your 8th house, which represents desire, but her cards are saying no to marriage right now. You have the 7 of Hearts, which is the happy marriage card, falling in your 7th house, so I do think you've reached the point where you're ready to make that change in your life, and she doesn't seem to be. I'd like to make 2 suggestions to you. Because you've had a death in the family and because you've recently changed jobs, I really think this is not the right time to move forward on the relationship pro or con. I think you need to give yourself some time to settle down in those other 2 things. You know, I talk all the time about health, work, home environment, and major relationships, 4 categories. And I say that wherever possible, you shouldn't change 2 at once. Well, you've just dealt with the loss of somebody who fits into the category of major relationships, and you've got a new job. This affects your health. It does. It makes you a little bit more vulnerable to catching a cold, for example, to being tired.
Right.
It's not the best time to push on the relationship. I'd like to suggest that you just let things lie until the end of August. It's not that far away. And come the end of August, I think that you might be in a better position to say, I think it's time for us to have that very serious conversation. Do we go forward or don't we?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
438-WPRO.
And you've always been helpful.
Thank you.
I haven't called you about relationships in a while. I did speak to you last time about personal relationships,
uh-huh.
But this is more to do with my family.
All right. You have to be a little specific. Which family member are you talking about?
My son.
And what's his birthday?
June 9th, 72.
So he's born under the sign of Gemini, and you're born under the sign of Leo. And generally speaking, those are 2 signs that get along very well.
Oh, we always have.
You always have. Okay. So what is your concern? Is something going on now?
We had a little issue last summer, and I haven't spoken to him since then.
Really? Is he married?
Yes.
And does it involve his wife?
I think he had to decide who, and it wasn't me. Well, of course, he could have his own life.
I could have told you that. You can't.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean, look, you know, there's an old saying about you got to think about who he goes to bed with. Sorry, but that's what you got to do.
Mm.
He gets into bed with her, not with you. If you really want to try to get this relationship back on par, unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with him and her. And the reason I asked all of those questions is because the King of Diamonds, which is him, falls next to the Queen of Diamonds, which is his wife. So, of course, he's going to pick her over you. You got to find a way.
I fully expect that.
What do you want to do about it?
It's more like I've even asked some other people. It's like, you know, she has a territory, and I'm not included in it.
So then do you want to try to get back in?
Well, of course.
So then,
when we were hooked up, I was very respectful of her, never tread on any of the things.
Well, you did do something. You've got the 6 and 9 of spades falling on either side of you.
Okay.
6 of spades means you did something you shouldn't have done. 9 of spades says it's partly your fault. And then let me tell you, look, Karen, what if I were to say to you, right, astrologer is of any use to anybody is if I can get you to look at what you put into this, because that's the only way you can change it.
Oh, I did. I sent them a card.
So don't stop.
I apologized for if I, you know, had done anything. I sort of like brought up where I was at the moment, and it wasn't to like defend myself. It was to say, you know, I'm just sorry, and if I hurt you, I'm sorry, and I apologize.
Okay, well, if I hurt you, I apologize is not good enough. Because that presumes that you might not have, or that you weren't responsible. Stop and think about it.
Oh, it took two people to have this happen.
But I'm only talking to one person.
Yeah.
I'm only talking to you. And I'd like to help you get better with this relationship because there's going to be grandkids. And you want to relate to them. You want to relate. It's the next generation that counts here, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
mm-hmm.
It's very hard for Leo to say I'm wrong. That's number one in the rule book of astrology. Pick up what it means to be an astrologer, what it means to be a Leo, and it says Leo has a hard time saying I'm wrong. Really, really, really. And I'm not saying that they were right. That isn't the point.
Oh, I know.
The point is, the only way you're going to make this better is if you assume full responsibility, 100%, for anything you said or did that created part of this problem, period. And you just keep on sending notes, even if it's one a month or one every 2 weeks, that say, I miss you, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I want you back in my life, and I miss your wife, I miss your kids. I think you can make it better, but only if you absolutely prostrate yourself, mea culpa, all over the place, and then there's hope. All right, Karen, think about it. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We only have 1 minute left right now, so Valerie, if I take your call, I'm going to cut you short. I'm not going to do that. You hang on for the other side of the news. Bob and David, you too. In the meantime, in this last few seconds that we have, back to the Mercury retrograde, which goes into effect on Monday and continues through the afterwards. If you leave people messages and don't get a call back, blame the answering machine. Blame Mercury. Call them a second time. If elective surgery is in your future and you can wait till afterwards, do so. If you can't wait, it's okay. However, it would be good to pick the date with regard to being careful around the part of the body that's involved. So, those are the rules. And I've got another hour to spend with you on this other side of the news, so please stay right here. I'm Myrna Lamb. Stay here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM for the news with Laura Clarizio.